Welcome to Radio Rashi, episode 100. Tonight, we are celebrating with a party, and we invite you to come in as our guest as I introduce you to our friends, family, and even other fans like you. So let's get started making our way past the high striker here. Okay, to the front door of Castle Dini, and oh, you know what? Let's play the opening music.
Hey, Spike and Tony are here. How are you guys doing?
Great party.
Yeah, having a good time?
Oh, the best.
Oh, good.
Hey, where's the bar?
The bar's out back. It's set up in the stable.
All right. I'll see you guys later.
Okay, don't mind Rashi. He's been throwing limes at everybody.
You know, someone should really keep an eye on Spike.
I guess so. Yeah, who's driving?
Well, Spike.
Oh, no. Okay. All right.
So we're at the party here, and we have Trisha, a longtime listener and fabulous fan of the show.
Absolutely. I love Rashi and Suprika.
Anything you want to tell the fans?
Just that Misty and Paul are awesome. I know Misty because she's an amazing magician, and I used to be able to work as her box jumper, so I got sawed in half and all that fun stuff, but she's really, really gentle, I promise.
Oh, wow, you got sawed in half?
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes, if she was successful.
Yeah.
Got all the way through.
It's a scary world. I just get in the box and pray.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Absolutely, and happy anniversary to Paul and Misty.
Well, we're here with Marie Antoinette.
Hello.
And what's your name?
Kate Middleton, Duchess of Cambridge.
Thank you so much for having us. Happy Halloween.
No problem. Anything you'd like to tell our fans?
I got the mail to read.
We hope you have a royally wicked Halloween.
Let them eat Nutella.
Thank you very much. Now you guys don't lose your heads.
Cheerio.
I wish it was on video.
Yeah, right? It doesn't make any sense in a podcast format. I'm sorry. That's what I brought Misty Nutella instead of wine. She's like, oh my God, I'm going to eat this all day. What's your name?
Ezra.
Ezra, Tabitha.
Nice to meet you.
This is Karen. She's royal.
What?
She's royal.
You too?
Oh, I think I see Jason Marsden over there. Let's go say hello. We're here with Jason at the party. How you doing, Jason?
I'm doing just fantastic. How are you?
Oh, fantastic.
I'm here with my wife, Christy.
Hi there.
Pleasure to meet you.
And
nice
my
to
son,
meet you.
Clark. Clark, say happy Halloween.
Hey, he looks great as the greatest American hero.
And this is your first ever...
This is Halloween.
This is first ever live podcast recording.
That's
right here.
Right.
Oh, wow, fantastic. Yeah. First here on Radio Rashi, you heard
That's
it.
Right. Yes, we just went trick-or-treating around the neighborhood. Our son is 2.5, and his first time...
This whole Halloween thing.
Yeah, his first time really, like... Getting the concept of going to the door, knocking on it, or ringing the doorbell,
saying
trick-or-treat, receiving the treats.
Saying thank you,
yeah.
The whole thing.
Yeah.
You know,
wow.
Excuse me to all the monsters walking around.
Yeah. Like wow, very polite trick-or-treater.
Yeah, he's a very polite trick-or-treater.
That's good.
But now he is like, I'm opening it. He was doing that in the wagon. He was like, I'm opening it.
He is feasting on his bounty. Yeah, right now. He spent most of the time between houses just staring into his pail. And
he can't believe that he can actually have it all.
Yes. Because it's like one day a year, dude.
That's tonight.
It's tonight. Yep.
You have any stories that you want to tell about Paul and Misty?
About Paul and Misty? Any stories you want to tell about Paul and Misty? Hmm. Just, you know, that this has sort of turned into a tradition. I'm a big, like, nostalgic kind of guy. I think Paul's a nostalgic kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
And
because we used to go to all the Christmas parties.
Yeah, we went to Paul's Christmas parties, and we had a tradition of doing like Halloween parties ourselves. And when Paul and Misty started inviting us over, even before we had Clark, it now seems like a Halloween. It wouldn't be Halloween if we weren't here, spending it with them.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you, and welcome to the Halloween party and a happy 100th.
Thanks. Happy 100th, Radio Rashi.
Happy 100th.
Yes.
You doing okay, Spike?
Yeah.
Okay, you haven't had too many, have you?
No.
Okay. I saw Rashi wearing your hat a little while ago. Is that all right?
Nope.
I better go get it off. And Allison, you having a good time at our big party here?
Yeah, super fun.
Oh, awesome. It's like you're really here.
I'm really here. Can't wait for the next 100.
I'm here at the party with Bill Watterson. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic.
Oh, it's a beautiful party, isn't it?
It's a blast, although your top hat just took out some of the decoration.
I'm trying
so,
not
Misty to. Paul, if you're wondering who's ruining your party, it's the guy with the top hat.
Okay. So, you have anything you'd like to say to our fans?
Yeah. You gotta see Misty do Princess Magic. Have you seen Misty do Princess Magic?
Not
the homeless children's musician?
For a long time.
Oh, it's terrifying. I know Misty. And I saw her before and after, and when the after portion of Princess Magic, it's not Misty anymore, I'll tell you that much.
Something else takes over.
It's totally unapproachable.
Oh, wow.
And I say this while being dressed as a homeless person at a Halloween party.
Indeed.
And no one wants to talk to me because I actually look like a homeless person at a Halloween
party. Yeah, in fact, I saw you out front, I could have swore you were just wandering by.
I was thinking of playing that up, and I was like, no, actually, I want to get let in.
Yeah, exactly. They may actually turn you away.
Right. It's already happened today. And that was before I put the makeup on.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's... Huge Princess Magic fan. That's an absolute must see. Congratulations, guys, on your 100th. Here's to 1,000 more. I know you'll get there.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Daniel Campisi. I just wanted to wish Paul and Misty a happy 100th episode. Yay, Radio Rashi.
Hey, Ezra, how you doing?
Good. How are you doing, Paul?
Fine. Boy, what a blast. What a party.
Yeah. It's a lot of fun. A lot of people showed up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's filled.
Good turnout.
Yeah.
And did you see the trick-or-treaters outside?
Oh, yeah, there's quite a few of them. Maybe I should go just record some of them, see how they're doing.
How are you doing? Deuce is fine.
Yeah, Deuce is fine. Let's walk out here and see how the kids are doing.
We're holding that up here. Oh, my goodness.
You're doing great.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, look at all the kids. They're playing the high striker. They're giving out candy. The witches are giving out candy outside here. There's a cauldron with cookies and such.
Supergirl.
It's amazing. I see a Supergirl.
Yeah. You too.
Candy corn.
Candy cane witch. We've got, is that Buzz Lightyear? I believe it is.
Yeah, I think that's a Woody there.
No, Jesse.
Jesse, you're right. I'm sorry.
Yep.
Yeah.
Jesse.
Back with Trey.
Wow.
Back with
Trey. Good. Hello.
Good, nice to see you. I had a girl call me up from another Halloween party as Harley Quinn.
Oh, wow.
And she was so excited she couldn't speak. She was freaking out. It's like, calm down.
Mom.
Girl. At work today, I saw Harley Quinn.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love the fact that Harley Quinn is out as three or four different Halloween costumes.
Yeah.
Also, you've gone all out this year, Paul. It's amazing.
Do you do you do Halloween in Australia, right?
No, it's just starting to get a bit of momentum now.
Oh, okay.
But it's basically, it was not around 6 years ago when I left. But
the two boys?
Yeah, the two boys. Yeah, my two boys. Yeah.
Oh, my God!
Yeah. Winston and John Paul, they loved you. They loved Funny Eddie. But yeah, it's just starting to get momentum now, you know. So they're doing a bit of the parade. So it's probably going to catch on, but it's never going to be as big as this. But people are trick-or-treating now, which I think is great because it's a really good thing for the kids, you know.
I think so, too.
Yeah. Gets people out in the streets. I mean, it's the only time I get to meet some of the neighbors.
It's Cheshire Cat.
Yes, that's right.
Cool.
I just had to be the Cheshire Cat because I've gone mad. This week has driven me mad, but I'm still smiling, at least until I can disappear.
There you go. I love it. They're over there, honey.
I love the Harley Quinn. Wonderful. Very, very nice.
Awesome.
Are you
going to go
finish trick or
treating? Did you see the Tasmanian
tiger
in the house?
Yeah, and he's got a mask.
He's got a squirrel mask. He's pretending to be a vegetarian.
New? Is that new? I haven't seen that before.
He's been there for a while.
Oh, you've had him there for a while.
Yeah. I've got several Tasmanian tigers around the house, but they're kind
Maybe he should be a character on like the podcast.
He is.
He's got his own.
Yeah, Hobart. He's running around here somewhere.
All right, he's got his own.
In fact,
I think he's over by the bush there. Oh, wait, wait. He's
oh,
I think he.
Oh, I just missed him.
Okay.
Has he got his own website?
No, but you can send him an email.
An
you know,
email. So, okay, he'll answer. Okay.
You know, you'll hear him snarling in the background, usually on the podcast.
I'm Kristen Gearhart, or Poison Ivy. To some.
I'm Dave Berg.
Or Scarecrow.
Or Scarecrow,
yes. You guys' costumes look fantastic.
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Man.
Well, welcome to our 100th podcast.
Thank you very much.
Great to be here.
Yeah. Anything you'd like to tell our listeners about Paul and Misty or your times?
Oh, everything. What can't we tell about Paul and Misty?
Seriously.
My favorite thing probably about Misty is I know she's serious when she goes, girl, I am playing. And she gives you that look. I always know I'm in trouble when she says that.
Yeah, you get it often.
Yeah, I do. I get it a lot. Every 5 seconds. It's okay. I would make her work for it, you know? Yeah, that's what I do. Great. It's great.
Well, you have a good time here tonight?
I had an amazing time.
Yeah, we had a really great time.
Yeah, okay. What are your favorite costumes? Or?
The dogs.
The dogs, yeah.
The dogs are
the
my
dogs
favorite
are amazing.
The best costumes. They live
They just
them.
Look so realistic. Yeah. I can't even get over it. It was amazing.
I have to throw in a vote for Luigi and Toad as the Mario Kart people.
Those were great.
He almost knocked over the wine bottles.
I think they knocked over everything. Yeah. It was great. Especially when they come up behind you and you don't realize that someone's touching your ass and you go, hi.
Yeah. Oh, wait, it's just a circling turtle show.
Yeah. Oh, sorry, you got me. I'm last.
One of my balloons.
Awesome.
And well, thank you guys for being here.
Of course, thank you so much for
having thanks
us.
For having
no
us.
No problem. Well, have a great night.
You too.
Thanks
have
a lot,
wonderful
man.
Night.
You too.
Hello. Hello. This is Saul Mesmer, and I remember back in the day when we were performing, and it was nothing on film. It was all live, and the people were laughing, and sometimes we weren't wanting them to laugh, but then it's like they paid their nickel. So God bless.
Happy anniversary. I was there. I saw them get married. They are legal.
Oh, it's their anniversary.
It is their anniversary today.
Their 100th anniversary?
100 years.
Anniversary. It's so good.
Happy anniversary, Paul and Missy. Being at a Halloween party is just always, it's always your anniversary. So, you know, we're all here together again. And congratulations.
Paul and Misty's wedding was the best Halloween party ever. They had three costume changes each at their wedding.
Three
costume changes each. And an incredible cake, which Paul designed himself. And
I heard it was out west or something, or it had a western
theme? It was a west, well, the dinner the night before was a western theme out on a ranch. And the ring bearers were Rashi and Super Rika and radio controlled cars that came zooming up the aisle.
Not quite zooming.
Well, they kind of crashed. Yeah,
of course.
They didn't make it. But everybody survived. The monkeys were okay.
What else to talk about? It's 7 years ago. It's hard to believe. 7 years. Happy anniversary.
Yeah, happy anniversary, guys. And happy Halloween.
Happy anniversary.
Oh, I see Jonathan Pendragon, reoccurring guest with Emily. Let's wander over and see if we can slide ourselves into conversation.
From the West Coast for CalArts and UC Irvine.
Yes.
So it was there, when you said CalArts, it was like, been there, done that.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
CalArts?
Yeah, CalArts. Oh,
God. I know, I recognize you.
UC Irvine.
Trisha, I went to CalArts.
Around 03?
I graduated in 04.
Theater school.
I saw you standing over there and I was like, I know him. But I do that to a lot of people and I'm like,
I have no fucking idea
where he's
at. Especially tonight, like, I just feel like there's three or four people here that go, do I know you from somewhere, like school or work? Where is it?
Right? And it's like so exciting to meet CalArts people because it's like, oh, there's 10 of us.
Yes.
Yay!
We take over UART Center people.
Yeah, sorry.
I had to get away from Santa Clarita.
UC Irvine, class of 76, theater degree.
Oh, nice. My mom was UC Irvine. So.
Ask her
about the theater department.
I will.
It was major.
I'm sure it was.
Actually,
awesome.
It was better than CalArts.
I don't
giving you
doubt
guys
that.
No, it was very funny. I worked at I was going to school at Irvine and I worked at Disneyland, so there were a lot of CalArts guys there. Mm. And so we were it was kind of like and it was like cat fights all the time.
Yeah.
We were always
but no, we don't
we had,
teams, so
yeah, exactly.
Like, Wait Theater can be like, we'll book you.
I know. Irvine hasn't, you know, do you have a mascot? I think you have Couch as a mascot.
Yeah.
Tim Burton's our mascot. Tim Burton. Please, no.
Irvine, the Anteaters.
I guess that's better than...
The
Anteaters. Yeah,
that's
was
a
like,
great
you know,
mascot.
And we have no football team. So
really. Always so put it away. You came out too late.
And we make fun of our fraternities and sororities. Yes. You know, if you belong to one, then we just kind of don't talk to you. Irvine is like the anti-anti.
I win. I didn't even have to do anything.
Very serious.
Yeah, exactly.
Good night.
We're recording the 100th episode tonight for the podcast, by the way.
Okay.
Do you have anything you'd like to tell the listeners? Happy 100th or anything about tonight? How
amazing!
How amazing it was!
Amazingness!
It was
here.
Yeah, yeah.
It's always amazing here.
It's all.
No, I mean it's you've got this unbelievable culture of creative people around some really strange. You know, fun-loving people, and that always brings out the best. You know, creativity and not afraid to be odd is like the best combination on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
You know, because if you're creative, not afraid to be odd, what's the point?
Oh, that's. I think that's where we ended up at CalArts.
My apologies.
Or Irvine.
No, it was what happened was, though, the back in the 70s, they were trying to create, because all the major art schools were like Juilliard, they were all on the East Coast, yeah. NYU, all that kind of stuff. Uh-huh. So they came out, and the two schools that really were, you know, we had, if you were Long Beach or USC, then it was film and that kind of thing. CalArts primarily was originally created for animation. That was the point of it when they first started. But then it started to broaden out to an acting arts thing. The really serious theater school, then when Bob Cohen came out, who was one of the top teachers, he settled at Irvine and then created a bunch of people around him. So when I was going to college, if you were... You know, you had the School of Performing Arts in San Diego, which is attached to the Shakespeare Repertory, the Old Globe, and then you had Cal Arts, and then you had Irvine, and that was like, so you had the like three top theater schools within 90 miles one direction, 90 miles direction, you were there, you know, as opposed, you know, and that, it was really an attempt just to try and, that if you were in theater, you didn't have to go all the way across the United States to New York to study.
Hey, Tom, it's good to see you again. It's been a long time.
It's great. It's great to be back. It's great to be back.
Well, this is the 100th episode. We're at the party here. And you have any stories that you like to tell, your favorite time on the show?
I did. Well, I, as you remember, I was on episode 51, the Australian episode. Mm-hmm. It was all the Australian themes, Skippy, Bindi Irwin, Steve Irwin.
It was Hobart's future
episode. It was Slowbat, as they say. It was a full-on Australian episode, and Misty had me on, of course. As the alleged Australian expert, and we a great time is had by all.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Because did you know that Paul has visited Tasmania in search, I think, of the Tasmanian devil? No, not the Tasmanian devil, the Tasmanian tiger. That's
yes,
right.
In fact, Tasmanian we tiger. Have Hobart around that he's probably sleeping in the cupboard.
Oh, right, his name's Hobart, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He's been living with us for a while. And,
all right. That's Has he got four legs?
Oh, yeah. He's got all four legs. Yep. Is they go out and get him his kangaroo kibble once a week.
Boston? Is he from near Boston? Is he one of these from Boston?
You know, I'm not sure.
Boston Bulldog.
The region.
And what would you, and and of course working with you is an honor.
Thank you. It's a pleasure knowing you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
And you're dressed up tonight.
I am as Elvis, as you can see on the radio, on the podcast.
It's a beautiful podcast.
Beautiful podcast. It comes out very well. I'm very sparkly.
It's hard to take on the podcast.
That's right. No, it's overloading the circus. I don't think the internet can handle it. Professor Stephen Hawking is going to flick the switch any second, and. We're all going to die. Maybe not.
Well, it was a pleasure talking to you. You want to wish the fans happy 100th?
I do. Just keep listening. Keep listening to the podcast and support it. And
And we have these fundraisers every once in a while.
That's right. I'm sorry. And sorry you're not at the party because it's really good.
Yeah.
Okay, take care.
Thank you.
Nice to meet you. Bye. 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 Bye.
But I don't know. Usually fandom I like a lot. Have you ever been to the San Diego convention?
No.
You gotta go. Gotta go to the San Diego convention.
Yeah, it is Mecca for everything. Comic and
anything you think is cool is there.
Yeah, and It really is good, and it's a good scene. So it's everything from celebrities talking about their latest pictures to gaming to toys to comic books to publishing, artwork, things like that.
It seems to get a lot more press the last few years. Mm-hmm. On the news.
Yeah, and a lot of it is just sort of like, oh, look how big it's gotten, and, you know, 150,000 people went to Comic-Con. Sometimes it gets the wrong kind of news, like last year a young woman was hit by a car trying to get to the Twilight panel. Yeah. But usually things like that are few and far between. So.
Yeah, they really are.
The worst you come away with is sore feet from walking a lot.
Do you want to never smell anyone again?
Well, yeah, you kind of want to bathe before you go there. People are cool. It's not going to...
Other people to bathe, too.
I went, you know, before it got so big, they would do, like, they'd split the hall, you know, and there'd be, like, a dentistry convention and the comic book convention. And you'd get in elevators with people in nice suits and nice outfits and smelled good. And you knew they were just the dentists, and then others, not quite so.
The guy wearing the He-Man shirt.
Yeah.
Looks like he hasn't bathed in a week.
Yeah.
What do you think is the same guy three times, and you realize it's three different guys?
Yeah.
That's right. The one year it was 1980. It was a tapestry convention. Was in a couple of the rooms upstairs.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And, yeah, there are all these, you know, very nice elderly women who are watching tapestries, and they come out and say, what is this line for? The guy who draws Spider-Man?
Okay.
Yeah. And then there are moments like the last convention I went. I was coming back from dinner the first night. I get in the elevator. There's this young man in the elevator, and he's like so happy that he's going to explode, you know? And he's just like, and he's kind of going like, talk to me. Random stranger, talk to me. You know, I'm so happy. And I'm so, he just wanted to talk. And I said, you having a good convention? And he goes, well, I just have to say, I didn't go to dinner with my friends. They left without me, and I had to go, and I wanted to go to dinner with them, and I had to get dinner for myself. And I went down by the pool just hoping to get a sandwich. And I went down to the bar by the pool, and I'm sitting there with this guy, and I started talking to him. He's really nice. And I realized, it's Matt Smith! And I had a sandwich with Matt Smith, with Doctor Who, and my friends went off, and they ditched me to go to a restaurant, and I had dinner with Doctor Who! And I said... You're having a great show. Yeah, you're having a good show. I said, I'm really happy for you, and that's something you can rub that in their faces tomorrow. And he goes, oh, I will. I'm so happy, and I don't have to wait for the Doctor Who panel because I already met him and I ate a sandwich with him. And I was like, that's great.
Stuff that you can only do at college.
Yeah, yeah, and stuff like that is what really makes it worthwhile. Is when you can. Do that. You know,
so. The weird place where the fans and the entertainment actually starts rubbing elbows.
Yeah.
Hey, this is the part where Ezra falls on the ground. Ezra's drunk.
Say something to yourself.
Yeah, introduce
say, hey,
yourself.
I listen, and this is me saying hi to me in the future. Are you guys running because we're doing a podcast?
Oh, thanks.
Where do you guys do the podcast? Here?
Right here. Yeah, we record, I put together.
My girl, Lily von Stupp, does a podcast also. It's called The 40-Year-Old Boy.
Oh, interesting.
And they do it in the kitchen.
Oh, yeah.
But
sometimes you do where you can.
She's a burlesque dancer, producer.
Mm-hmm.
She's a stripper. So a stripper in the kitchen producing his show. So it's
and
awesome.
And all on podcast.
But you keep your clothes,
so, yeah.
Yeah. You keep your clothes on, so
you
that's
could,
good.
We could say that we're all naked right now. Nobody would know.
No one would know.
No.
Just a squirrel with a mustache. No idea.
He's
no
flinging idea. his mustachioed squirrel everywhere.
No, it's so funny. Yes.
So this is one of our fans. Would you introduce yourself?
FunnyEddie.com. That's called marketing.
There you go.
Yeah, baby. That's the way it's done.
Stop it. That's my dog. See, I live in an apartment, and we can't have pets. That's how I learned how to bark.
Can you? You've got the dog
Jeez,
across the
good.
Street going crazy.
No, wow.
I know.
Give Michael Winslow a run for his money.
Oh, somebody else. And Terry Seabrook, magician who does barking. I'd never do this. But yeah, I've been listening to you guys for like the past, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 episodes. And I know your number 100 is coming up soon. When is
this,
it?
This is it. We're recording it.
Surprise.
You're on it.
Oh, awesome. I'm on the 100th.
Yes.
But yeah. So I knew Misty from The Castle, and she's amazing. And Paul. just I've known him for so long that I didn't even know I knew him until she told me who she was with, and then I'm like, oh my gosh. So yeah. Wow. So it's totally cool. See, I didn't even complete one sentence in that. So that's cool.
No, but you got thoughts out. That's fine.
And then I always hear you, and you're always at the end, and that's cool. And now I got a face. I didn't know you were like 6'7". This is amazing.
Yeah. I am a giant.
And how long have you been bodybuilding? Holy crap. These biceps are huge.
I crack walnuts.
And that package, is that for Misty or Paul? Because UPS just came by.
Stop it. Squirrel.
Get ready. Squirrel. I'm sorry. In Espanol, ardilla. Cool. So trick-or-treaters are coming up to the door right now, and I'm throwing a squirrel with a mustache at him.
Yeah, he's doing a fantastic job of it. It scares me, and he's not even throwing squirrel. It at me.
It's okay. It's not real anymore. Okay.
Anymore.
Well, congratulations on the 100th. Can't wait for another 100 more.
Thank you. You have any best moments that of your favorite of the podcast, or any stories that you like to tell about
Yes.
Paul and Misty?
Yes. The fact that Who opens it up? Rashi and Paul.
Of course, it's about me.
I thought he was locked in his room.
Because I'm hilarious and I'm funny Rashi and he's funny Eddie. Yeah.
But every time they open up, that's just my favorite bit.
Every time he opens up is my favorite bit too. Hey, this just got weird. I'm going to go eat.
All right. Hey, Trish is here too. She's always on the podcast. Candy has been spilled.
Yes, Trish has been mentioned a number of times.
Yes.
I don't think Trish wants to come over, though.
I don't know. Trish does. She's an aviator.
We can say Trish over and over
Trish.
Again.
Trish.
And I doubt she'll turn. Oh, hi.
Hey. How are you?
Good to see you. Ezra. I finally get to meet you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're mentioned often, as you know. You and Scott Adsit. It's like a friendly competition.
It's awesome. I listen every week. I love it.
Oh, that's
great.
It's a pleasure.
You guys make me happy when skies are gray.
Have any favorite moments of the podcast or anything you like to talk about?
Favorite
Misty stories?
The embarrassing moments.
Oh, yeah.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was
awesome. Yes, that was the last one.
That was my favorite ever. Yeah. That was cool. I also love the Paul Dini animal stories.
Oh, those are fantastic. Yeah, we haven't had a real solid episode of them for a while.
The dragon chasing him.
Those are frighteningly fun.
Yeah.
They make me a little sad sometimes, but...
Any stories about knowing Misty?
Misty stories? Oh.
Oh, when you went to go get those dogs and rescue them. Remember that one?
That was a good one. Misty Lee, do we have any horrible stories that we can tell?
Horrible stories?
Yeah, they're asking me for Misty stories. Misty's really boring in real life.
Yeah, I'm really dull.
She's.
Yeah. I pretend to be interesting on the podcast, but usually when you go out to dinner with me, I force the people with whom I eat to just have cold spaghetti, and I just stare at them without blinking the entire time they eat
true.
It.
Yeah.
And these are the kinds of things we do, and we do them because we love them.
I never had experienced that because we always had pizza while talking on the podcast, so you had to cover that.
Right? No, it's all fake. Yeah. See, it's all fake.
I'm fortunate.
It's awkward. It's weird. Yeah. It's extremely uncomfortable.
I'm gonna tell you what. Trish, I'm back again because somebody's standing between me and Eddie, and then I feel like he might. I'm just gonna say he's gonna maybe touch his funny parts. But I'm not going to say that. So, all of Eddie's parts are funny. So, and Trisha Lasky's parts, I would like to touch for a different reason.
Oh, Rashi.
Well, you should hear Sabrika talk about her.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's a suave man.
He is really suave. Yeah. Okay, it's awkward again. I'm gonna go.
The little monkey.
Okay, well, thank you guys for being on the podcast.
And, thanks for having us.
Yeah, happy 100th, everyone.
Thank you for doing
it. Happy 100th. Happy Halloween.
Hey, we're here at the party with Lauren, Rebecca, Steve, and Sarah. How are you guys doing?
Doing good. Excellent.
Great. It's a wonderful Halloween party. I see you guys are all in costume.
That's right.
Yep. So it's the 100th episode. Have any stories that you like to tell about Paul and Misty? Any experiences?
I have a story about Misty.
Oh.
We were doing an improv show together in Bakersfield. It was a short tour that we were on. And I remember we were staying at this Motel 8, some just crap hole hotel. And there were flies everywhere. And Misty's freaking out, like two down from me, and I'm freaking out. I'm like, what the hell? So we decide that we're just going to go sleep in my car because I drove up there. So
yeah.
So we slept in my car.
I hope nothing happened.
No, nothing happened. We were listening to satellite radio until like 4 in the morning, and then I think we might have fell asleep for like an hour and a half. I was in the front, she was in the back, and it was really, it was funny. And it's funny because that's the first time I ever drank so much that I blacked out.
Oh.
But we were in the parking lot of this Motel 6, so.
Listening to something like Jefferson Airplane.
It was Depeche Mode, actually. Okay. It was just like all Depeche Mode.
Oh, wow.
So I was happy and Misty was like, she was pissed. But I drove, so, you know. But yeah, congratulations on 100th, and I hope we get to listen to Depeche Mode again on the 200th episode.
So do I. Yeah. And you guys have anything you want to say to Paul and Misty?
We know them through when the Rashi podcast began. We were doing our own podcast with the same people.
Oh, I remember. Yeah, it was sort of a competition, a friendly.
That's
sort of,
right. It was still a competition.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to beat you out. You know.
Do they have a giant spaceship set yet? No.
That's true. Okay. That's true. We're working towards it. We got the castle.
That's true. Yeah. That's true. Mm-hmm. So you know, it's like an arms race between. Russia and America. Yes. We're not sure who we got.
Yes, we'll keep this cold war going.
Exactly. This is the even colder war.
It's the freezing war.
There we go. Yes. So okay, congratulations on the 100th episode.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
My name's Darcy.
Darcy, pleasure to meet you. I'm Ezra.
Ezra,
welcome
nice to meet
to
you.
Welcome to the Halloween party, Radio Rashi 100th episode.
Yay, happy 100th episode. That's so exciting.
Yeah, we've been working hard. So, you have any interesting stories you'd like to tell about Paul and Misty?
I don't have a Paul and Misty story, but I have a Paul story. The first time I met Paul, being a little bit kind of clueless in the best way to who Paul was, so it wasn't like crazy fangirl or anything. We met through mutual friends, and when he introduced himself, I was like, oh, Paul Dini, are you a magician? And he was like, no, I'm not a magician. And he explained what he does, and I was like, oh, that's really great. I was like, you should really be a magician with your name. He's like,
did you know Misty at all at that
did
point?
Did not know Misty.
That's awesome.
This was like a really long time ago. And so I just always, like I, and when I would recount, like, oh, yes, Paul Dini, he should be a magician. Like, it always comes out that way. And it's, I'm not trying to get Paul to change career paths. I think he's very good at what he does. But at the same time, it's a really good magician name.
Really
that's
is.
All I'm saying. So the fact that Misty... is like it's kismet. I think is really where it comes down to.
Yeah, somebody had to be a magician.
Somebody had to be a magician. Come on, that name. So that is my Paul story.
Well, thank you very
much. Yeah, you're welcome. It's nice to meet you, Ezra.
Yeah, nice to meet you. Thank you for being on our podcast.
Thanks for letting me.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming to our 100th podcast party. Things are wrapping up here, so. I'm going to go find Hobart and put him to bed and grab a couple of candy bars and make my way out of here. See you next 100 episodes and see you next week.
This has been another episode of Radio Rashi. If you've enjoyed this episode, let everyone know by leaving a review in the iTunes store. It's a great way to help others find us. You can also leave comments on RadioRashi.com, Facebook.com/RadioRashi, or follow us on Twitter at Radio Rashi or at Paul_Dini to leave us questions. Thanks for listening, and tell your friends.